Hey, Pamela.
Hi, Brian. Wait a second. You have that glint in your eye that means you're up to something.
I get to meet comic superheroes today.
Wow, that's so cool.
And even cooler, it's part of our Autism Acceptance Month celebration.
Okay, that's downright awesome.
I know. So can we start the show already? Because I am hyped.
I'm always ready to start. I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. It's Wednesday, April 12th.
This is the 10 News.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
April is Autism Acceptance Month.
It's a month to celebrate the contributions and unique abilities of people with autism.
Autism spectrum disorder is a genetic mutation that changes how a person's brain develops. People with autism communicate and learn differently, and might move differently or do repetitive behaviors. People with autism can also have some impressive superpowers, amazing memories, strength in subjects like math, science, and engineering, and exceptional honesty.
Awesome!
Autism Acceptance Month has been held every year since 1972, although it was called Autism Awareness Month for many years. The name changed because the autism community wants to move beyond appreciating differences to inclusion and greater understanding of what it means to be autistic. By learning more about the experiences of people with autism, we can create spaces and events that are more welcoming and accommodating for everyone.
Yes!
So what can you do to celebrate Autism Acceptance Month?
One of the best things you can do is to get curious. Find out more about autism so you can help your school, your teams, and your family and friends be more inclusive.
You can go to local events and fundraise for organizations near you that support kids and adults with autism.
And if you're looking for a good book to read, check out Ella Audie. It's a book written and illustrated by a person with autism, all about a fourth grader named Ella.
That's great.
Are you a kid with autism? Do you have ideas about how the 10 News can do more to include you? Let us know. Visit our website at the10news.com/contact to write in, or call us at 1-877-10-NEWS.
Earlier we talked about superpowers that people with autism have, but did you know there's a real comic book superhero with autism?
We are so excited to welcome Led and Jake Bradshaw, the creators of the comic book series, Jake Jetpulse.
All right, Ryan here from the 10 News. I'm here with my friends, Led and his son, Jake. How you both doing?
Good.
I'm fine.
We are thrilled to have you. And I was wondering, Led, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do?
I was born and raised in Brooklyn and in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And I am a comic book artist. I've been drawing ever since I was able to hold a pencil. That's what my parents say. So I'm the co-creator of The Adventures of Jake Jetpulse and the owner of Jetpulse Studios. Our flagship comic, The Adventures of Jake Jetpulse, features a young superhero who is on the autism spectrum who realizes that he is the universe's last hope for survival against the evil forces of the Goblin Hive Queen.
Ooh.
Sounds cool, right? I did that one on the fly.
Sounds awesome. You mentioned that Jake Jetpulse is on the autism spectrum. What should our listeners know about autism?
I really didn't know much about autism spectrum disorder until Jake's diagnosis when he was about 3.5, close to 4 years old. His teachers, we started to see things where he was very self-directed. He wasn't actively communicating or interacting with the other students in the class. I did do my own personal studying on autism and saw that the hallmarks were deficits in social communication, interpretations of body language or facial expressions. That's when I came across some art therapy exercises. And I said, I could do that. I've been drawing for such a long time. I was like, well, not to take anything away from art therapists, but like I could try to incorporate some of those lessons to help him. So for 20 minutes a day after school, we would sit together and we would draw. And I started taking The only thing I knew really was comic books, like basically how to create panels, because I would draw them all the time. And, you know, I figured, what if I took a lesson and broke like the how, like the creation of a comic book and broke it down into a lesson? So one lesson that brought everything out was teaching. It was a lesson of drawing yourself as a superhero to bring out, to highlight your positive traits. And he just took the ball and ran. So within him, he had this character. And over time, this is what I found out, that by embracing his special interests, by embracing that, I was able to find a way to communicate with him, to teach him how to read, to teach him how to write, to understand things around him.
Jake was diagnosed very early. How did that impact his experience at school?
I didn't notice, but I felt bad after a while. It started to make sense after I talked to his developmental pediatrician, that every day when I would leave him for the day, I would drop him off at school and I would realize that, you know, he didn't want to go. Once he was in school, he didn't want to stay. So there were a lot of times he would just decide, like, he would just walk out, like not walk out of the school, but like he would attempt to walk out of the classroom. Or he wouldn't pay attention, or like his conversations primarily stayed on superheroes. So that's where a lot of the teachers' complaints were, which were, you know, he's great. You know, he has a, you know, great personality. He's very cheerful all the time. He has a wonderful imagination, but he won't stop talking about superheroes. But over time, as we're drawing together, I'm seeing something different. So now I had to, like, you know, convince the teachers that maybe trying to, you know, deter him from superheroes might be a bad thing.
I love that you've leaned into it. So can you tell us about the adventures of Jake Jetpulse?
It's about a young boy who finds out that he has like incredible superpowers that were given to him by this magical suit of armor that was a weapon between the trolls and the goblins, who are now like fighting their war on this planet. So he is pretty much the only one who can stand up against the evil goblin hive queen. And there's a very cool story that he put together. And the characters in it are very unique. So he's like, I just draw it. You know, like he created it. And it's like, I just interpret it on paper, really.
So Jake, you created the characters and the stories, and your dad drew them. Is that correct?
Yes.
How did you think of these things? That's amazing.
Well, when I was in school talking about heroes, I had an idea of what if I was a hero. I thought to myself, and then something came to me. If I could have been a superhero, maybe I could gain popularity, and then people will be calling me Super Jake. So I decided to get some papers and start drawing, and I soon created my first comic, The Adventures of Super Jake.
A story. I remember that.
So basically, the original story was about a boy named Jake, who was a 14-year-old boy, and he loved to play baseball, but then soon he was struck by lightning, and he was given the power to do all these kinds of crazy things, like could fly, could like shoot lasers from his eyes like Superman. He could even lift up a car or like a 10-foot building with one finger. And so everyone started to like it. So over time, it became more popular, and I decided to add two more new characters, Mars and Julia.
And what does Mars and Julia do?
Well, they are their his sidekicks, and they help him defeat the evil Goblin Queen. And and most of the time, they would like to go off to pizza for celebration, which is kind of cool because for a superhero, because, you know, like Spider-Man likes to eat pizza sometimes.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not a superhero, but I like to eat pizza all the time.
You're not alone. I love pizza.
It's the best.
I love pizza.
Would you like me to call you Jake Jetpulse, or can I call you Super Jake? What would you prefer, Jake?
Anything. Like Jake Jetpulse or Super Jake. Sometimes I'd like people to call me whatever they call me, as long as it's not something mean.
Okay. So I'm going to call you Super Jake Jetpulse. How about that?
Okay.
That's cool. I like that.
Okay, so Super Jake Jet Pulse. Most people do not get to be a comic book superhero. What is it like to be a comic book superhero, man?
Well, it's kind of tough trying to think of new characters, but I finally understand that I could basically think of more characters. Like, you know, like there could be new characters, like a lumberjack who became a ghost. He could turn ghost like Danny Phantom. He could turn ghost at night, and at day he becomes a human.
That's very cool.
He has the ability to scare, like, the thieves, and the thieves would, like, run away peeing their pants, and, yeah. and calling and screaming from their mommies. Mommy, there they go!
All right, so...
Super Jake Jet Pulse, we're going to put your dad in the hot seat right now. You can ask him whatever you want.
Oh, boy.
But we have some questions that we want to see if you want to ask him.
Okay. What does the future hold for the Adventures of Jake Jet Pulse?
I would love to see this turn into a cartoon.
Me too. When you were growing up, what kinds of challenges did you have?
What kind of challenges? Wow. Okay. all right. I went through like two or three awkward phases. I was short and chubby. I got made fun of a lot. I was short and skinny as a teenager. I got made fun of a lot. You know, and it was a little awkward because, you know, like I wasn't popular. Being a nerd or a geek back then wasn't all that cool. And, you know, because I was into comic book shops and cartoons and like in sci-fi movies, you know, that really wasn't cool. So I wasn't one of the popular kids for a long time.
All right. So moving on. What is the best part about being a dad?
Showing you all the cool stuff I used to do. Like introducing you to the cartoons I used to watch, telling you that all the brand new movies that you're watching aren't really that brand new because they've been remade before. You know what's cool about being an adult? It's being a really big kid and having money to do stuff with it.
What will you say if I ever become a dad?
Be patient. Enjoy every single second of it because kids grow up really fast within the blink of an eye. Because I'll tell you, honestly, it was almost like last week you were a baby. And then I look and you're like the same height as me now. Okay. So it goes by really fast.
We got time for one more question, Jake. One more question.
Okay, make it count.
If you ever tried to babysit my kid, what would you do with it?
Well, so if I had to babysit your kid one day when you're older, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay. If I were to babysit your kid, son or daughter, actually, they would probably be able to. Hopefully, we'd get to do all the fun things that you and I did, or are still doing. So, all the cool stuff, but I'll just move a little slower because I'll be a much older person. But I think that, you know, the really cool thing is that, like, whatever knowledge that I'm hoping that I pass on to you is what I'll do with them. Pass on that knowledge. That's what it's for.
Okay, that's all for today. This is Super Jake Jet Pulse signing off for the 10 News. Thank you.
Dude, that's awesome. But Led, Jake, I want to thank you guys so much for stopping by. Can you just tell me, where can I find Jake Jet Pulse if I want to read it?
Well, you can find us at our website at www.jakejetpulse.com. And our books are available as well on Amazon. You can find us on social media, too, at Jet Pulse Comics on Instagram and Jake Jet Pulse Studios Facebook.
This is Jacob Rochester. And these books will blow your mind.
I can't wait. It's been an honor meeting an amazing comic book artist as well as a real-life comic book superhero. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Led and Jake. It's amazing how art, comic books, and creating something together have made a difference, not just for you two, but for thousands of kids with autism who read Jake JetPulse.
I gotta get my hands on the next issue.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the trivia room.
I'm excited. Let's do trivia.
I love the enthusiasm, Avery. Go ahead and hop up on the trivia throne for today's trivia question. You ready?
Yes, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
What is going on here?
Trivia on the 10.
People with autism are leading the way in many fields. One famous scientist with autism, Temple Grandin, is well respected in her field of animal science, as well as being a spokesperson for people with autism. But do you know what farm animals Temple Grandin made big advances for? Is it A, cows, B, chickens, or C, goats? Tenors, did you guess it? Avery, what's your answer?
I know all about Temple Grandin. I read her biography and she was amazing. The answer is A, cows.
The answer is A, cows. Temple Grandin revolutionized how cows are treated on farms. Her systems, which keep cows comfortable and happy, are now used all over the world. She didn't achieve success right away, though. She was expelled from middle school, but went on to earn graduate degrees and become a world-renowned scientist.
Good job!
Thanks for having me, and I hope everyone will read Temple Grandin's biography. Or at least see the movie, but the book was better.
Tenors, do you want to sit on the trivia throne and share your trivia knowledge? Visit thetennews.com/contact to get in touch, and we might have you on the show.
Led and Super Jake JetPulse are awesome sauce. Oh wait, we've got to give special 10 new snaps to one of our listeners.
But before we do, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Time for 10 new snaps.
Tenor Nesh and Spark wrote this review of the 10 news. This is so amazing.
Thanks, Nesh and Spark, and thanks for listening to the 10 news. 10 Things You Need to Know drops every Tuesday, and our in-depth reports drop every Wednesday. But if you want some bonus content, you could join the Tenors Club on our website or on Apple Podcasts.
The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts.
The 10 News creative team is reading The Adventures of Jake JetPulse and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, and Tessa Flannery.
Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan.
I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. Thanks for listening to the 10 News.
Hi,
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.